Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are finishing up today just a great set of programs we've had with author and speaker Melissa Simon. She's got a great book called How to Be a Goal Getter, a biblical perspective on achieving your goals. And man, she's just a lot of fun. I know you're going to be blessed by this book. We've got her contact information on the podcast of the first two programs where we talked about finding out if our goals are maybe God-honoring or if they're just actually selfish ambitions. And then yesterday we talked about how to determine your goals and shared three C's that make that practical and spiritual in doing that. If you missed those two programs, I want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. And you can listen to those 14-minute programs. Also find out how you can get a copy of this wonderful book. Also, Melissa does speaking. And if you want to try to book her to come speak to your organization, your church, your nonprofit, she would do a great job. So just go to our website, hopeishere.today. And on those podcasts of these radio programs we've done earlier, you will be able to see her contact information. Well, today we wrap it up with what all of us that are goal setters like me like to do. We want to know, how can I achieve these goals? And you talked about one of those verses that in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, that starts out that really for anywhere in our lives, it's a great verse, isn't it, Melissa?
It is, absolutely. It's something I always filter through in every area of my life. And it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I do often. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
Well, that has been a life verse for me in the season of my life a few years ago, and it's one you can apply in any season. Mm-hmm. But one of the things in helping us pursue and achieve our goals, I love how you put practical and spiritual steps, but you said to achieve your goals, we need to look at doing the SRO, and the first S is submit, and you kind of base that off that verse we just read, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yes. Yeah, you really want to take, after we've talked and have talked about making sure that it's God-driven, not selfish, ambitious, and you've determined your goal through the three C's, now you've got this goal. What are you going to do next? The next practical step is to actually submit it to God and surrender it through prayer. Mm-hmm. You're always going to be utilizing prayer any step of the way. I mean, prayer is our lifeline. So we're always going to be praying. So you just want to be practical in taking it before the Lord and basically just telling God, you know, I plan to determine my goals, but I am fully and entirely submitted to you. So I submitted to you, your will, not mine. So Lord, confirm with me if this is something that you want me to proceed with. So we're allowing God this opportunity to say, this is something for you to proceed with, which is oftentimes confirmation. So you can have it confirmed through his word, through the Holy Spirit, through other spirit-led brothers and sisters. It's just another way to bring it before God again to say, okay, Lord, I've got this confirmation. This lines up with everything, and this is something you want me to pursue. So we're going to go forward. So you're allowing God to say yes or no even. So,
well, you do such a great job. There's so many verses throughout your book. And then 126, you have a lot. One of my favorites, you have Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, the New Living Translation. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Mm-hmm. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And, man, so many times we just have to realize, no matter how big or how small, we can pray to God about anything, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely. We have this confidence knowing that he hears us. He hears all of our prayers. And specifically because Scripture really points to that, says not to worry about anything, but we spend so much time just kind of thinking about things that God's like, I haven't called you to even worry about that. But we have to be so intentional about taking it before the Lord, praying about it, and then also going into Thanksgiving. He deserves praise. No matter what we're going through, he is worthy of it.
All right. So we talked about SRO and achieving your goals. The letter S stands for submit. What does the letter R stand for there?
So the letter R stands for rely. So on this journey of doing things for the glory of God, on pursuing our goals, we have to always realize that we're going to have dependency and reliance upon God every step of the way. So we could not do everything in our own strength. And if we did, is that really God-driven? You know, so you think about those kind of goals that we're pursuing for for his glory and for his kingdom. We're always going to be relying on him. And we have confidence, too, because as believers, we have the Holy Spirit.
Well, we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit. I just think you brought up a great point, though, about relying on God. I think maybe there's some people listening today, Melissa, that they're just worn out. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, you know, man, I'm so exhausted. But maybe that's because they really haven't, if they're honest, relied on God. They've been doing it in their own strength. Mm-hmm. I know I've experienced doing that in seasons of my life. Can you relate to that?
Yeah, absolutely. There are times where I do that quite often, where I think that I have to do it, that I've got to be the one that can just push through and be a superhero and trying to do everything. But God didn't call me to do that. And that is the beautiful thing, is that where I am weak, he is strong. And that reveals his amazing grace even greater in my weakness. And I have to remember that. And I have confidence knowing, because the Holy Spirit is within me, that that reliance and that supernatural strength can come from him. And I mentioned that in the section, when we rely upon the Holy Spirit, we have the strength from the Holy Spirit. And so just knowing that he helps us to persevere, to stay the course, to remain steadfast. You know, I have a great mentor in my life that she's always told me, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And so you're just always, this is the steadfast pace that you have in pursuing for the Lord. And she's always reminded me of that. But not only just the strength from the Holy Spirit, we also have the wisdom from the Holy Spirit. Wisdom from God is something, as believers, is just something we should really, really value. That God could really just lead us and prompt us to reshape even our goal if we have it, especially if it's a long-term one. Like for me, I was hosting a monthly meeting for a whole year. And so each month I had to rely on God through the Holy Spirit. And what kind of scripture would I talk about in my fasting meeting? And what would Holy Spirit even prompt me to do or discuss? Because I might have my own plans, but Holy Spirit's going to give me this wisdom. And am I going to obey that? Am I going to submit to that as well? And just the direction, because if God is kind of nudging me in a certain direction through the Holy Spirit, then it's obviously for a purpose, that either someone needs to hear that, that there's a greater purpose in following his plans than my own. And what's really important, too, because we talk about the wisdom and strength of the Holy Spirit, is to make sure we don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as believers, we can kind of fall victim to that, whether or not it is through, you know, willful sin, just allowing sin to reign in our mortal bodies, which is just an honest truth. We've got to be honest with ourselves about that, or even harboring emotions that he's wanted us to release, such as unforgiveness, bitterness, hurt and pain. And so those are things that could grieve the Holy Spirit and not allow the full manifestation of his power to work through us.
Well, I love in your book, because I know there's some people listening and say, yeah, you know, I grew up in church, but you know, we shouldn't really talk much about the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've got a scripture, you talk a little bit about what that is. Share that with our listeners.
Yeah. John 16:7 says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is your advantage that I, which is Jesus speaking, goes away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." And really what Jesus is speaking about, the Helper, is the Holy Spirit. It's the third part of the Trinity. In other translations, they actually describe it as the Advocate, the Comforter. He's our intercessor. I mean, there's so much power in recognizing the Holy Spirit.
Well, that is so good. And for some people, they've been followers of Jesus for a long time, but we don't talk much about that third part of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. So if you do get Melissa's book, How to Be a Goal Getter, a Biblical Perspective on Achieving Your Goals, you want to make sure you check out that chapter there where she talks about the Holy Spirit. All right, well, how to achieve your goals. We talked about the SRO method. We've talked about the letter S is submit. Then we talked about the letter R is a relying on God. Last but not least, what does that O stand for?
Obey. So Proverbs 3:7 in the Good News Bible translation, it says, "Never let yourself think that you are wiser than you are. Simply obey the Lord and refuse to do wrong." So in this pathway of the application of submit, rely, and obey, when you've submitted this goal essentially to the Lord, he's confirmed with you, yes, this is in alignment with his will. This is what he wants you to do. Obey essentially is the when. When is God going to actually call you to do this? And as we prepare and kind of evaluate these goals or determine these goals, you really want to wait for his command on when to go. You have everything prepared. So when he says go, you're ready and locked and loaded and you're going. So it's just a conscious choice about being obedient to God and heeding the voice of the Holy Spirit and going forth with it.
Well, and I've had people ask me sometimes, you know, I don't know what to do next. And I heard somebody say one time, a pastor say, you know, just do the next right thing. And that's part of that obedience.
Yeah.
You know, just being obedient. And maybe one of the reasons God's not blessed you with, quote, a big thing, maybe it's because you're not being obedient in the small things.
Yeah.
And don't mean that negative or ugly, but I just feel that might be a word for somebody. But, wow, a person that really, he was obedient. It took a lot of courage was a guy named Noah.
Yes, absolutely. I am so encouraged by Noah's obedience. I mean, when I was just studying the word and just reading about him, God gave him so many specific instructions. I mean, how big this boat was going to be, where the doors were going to be, everything. And it says in Genesis 6:22, so Noah did everything exactly as God has commanded him. And that just encourages me that when God gives me direction and strategy on how to be able to go forth to do something, am I going to make the choice like Noah? Am I going to be fully obedient? Like, okay, God, I'm going to do this exactly as you say. Or am I going to try to sprinkle in some of my stuff and my own thing in it, you know? So he just encourages me. And I'm just encouraging others as well that if we obey God and his commands and his strategy and the wisdom that he gives us, that he's going to be faithful in providing for us.
Well, I love that you talked about, you know, obedience there on page 144 of your book. You said will be a key factor in achieving our goals. Mm-hmm. Constant obedience should be viewed as an act of worship, reverence, and love for him. But unfortunately, I think, if I'm honest sometimes, but I think the word obedience, maybe like it's a dirty four-letter word, obey. And yet, I love how you so eloquently state it's actually an act of worship, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's reverence to him. You know, when some people think you're obeying God, that you're losing control, but you're making the conscious choice of being obedient to God. You're making the decision to obey him and to walk in his paths. And you just have to realize that his plans are so much better than our own. They really are. I mean, we think that we've got it all planned out, but God has so much more for us. And so, yeah, just recognizing that obedience to him is just showing that you love him. It's not out of a religious thing, like I have to do this, I'm going to do this because God loves me, because that's not true. And you know, God already loved us. He loved us so much that he sent his son to die for us when we didn't deserve it. And so when you just recognize God's love and you receive it, obedience comes. It's like a sanctification process through the Holy Spirit, that it's just something that you desire to do, not out of an act of manipulation to say like, oh, well, I got to do this so then God can do this for me. But it's more of, I love God. I want what he wants for me. And that's always going to be the best choice.
Well, amen and amen. Wow, we have had three powerful programs this week. You've been listening to Melissa Simon. She is an author and a speaker. She wrote a book called How to Be a Goal Getter. It is a biblical perspective on achieving your goals. Month of March, there's still lots of 2020 left. Still time for you to set some goals spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, and you'll be really blessed by this book. So I want to encourage you to pick up a copy of this book. I know you'll be really, really blessed by it. Also, Melissa is a very gifted communicator. She's got over a decade experience in corporate banking. So if you're looking for a speaker for your organization, your church, she works with the youth at her church as a servant leader there. We're going to have all her contact information on our website. So you can see that at the podcast of these three programs. Just go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. From Melissa Simon, I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you next time on Hope is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.